This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, it's a constant battle.
What's that?
Just when you think you have them under control, they're back!
They're jackasses!
And they're back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
But someone in this room is asking a question that no one has asked about these dirt bikers and ATV riders that have been running roughshod around the city streets for the last few years. And the answer to this question might unlock how to stop it, as a debate is set off between the city of Rochester and a neighboring town taking two opposite ways to shut this down. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, it was just a few months ago that the city of Rochester put out some numbers bragging about how they were taking down the ATV and dirt bike riders in the city streets.
Yeah, they showed that shed just full of them that they grabbed.
You got it. We shared with you back in July how in one day the RPD seized almost 20 illegal dirt bikes and ATVs in an effort to crack down. And this summer, they say they took 137 of them.
Like a warehouse full of fun.
It's a literal warehouse full of fun. And with these stories, Tommy, because look, they do these stories to, it's kind of a brag, right? Like, hey, look what we're doing for you here. You started to get the impression that the city was winning the dirt bike battle.
Yeah, we turned a corner.
Yeah. And then came Sunday.
Not so fast, but
10NBC put out footage on East Ave in front of their studios.
Yeah.
And no exaggeration, there are hundreds.
Yeah. Just keeps going.
It's a parade.
Yes, of ATVs. Yeah. And dirt bikes riding down East Avenue. It is
not in a hurry either.
I think I saw a couple of Shriners in there.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is.
You don't know what a Shriner is?
No.
You never seen the little cars with the fez?
No.
You know, fez? All right, forget it.
It's got nothing. There are a comically large group of off-road vehicles in this video. So maybe, just
and like,
maybe.
Vehicles I've never seen before. They're like, I don't even know what to call them. They're almost like souped up go-karts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know
are
what
those
talking
called
about?
Razors or side-by-sides?
I don't know. I have no idea what those are.
Okay, so it seems like the city still has a problem.
Yes.
Now, Tommy, there's been a ton of questions about this dirt bike and ATV issue. How to stop it? Where are the vehicles coming from? What can get these folks to see how dangerous what they're doing is? But there is one sneaky important question that somehow no one has asked yet. And Kimmy is finally asking that question.
I mean, well, I was thinking, like, if there's one thing that this group can't be criticized for, it's their organizational skills.
Yeah.
Because
that's why I said they should take over Park Ave. We had that festival.
Yes.
It'd just be hard to get down the street.
They're organized enough to be at the same place, same time, going to the same wherever they're going. I don't even know. But they organize a parade whenever they're out doing it.
So your question
was, with that many people at once, like, sharing the same hobby at the same time, I can't really think of too many other things that do that regularly.
Kimmy wants to know how all of these people are meeting
each
other.
How did it come together?
Right?
So there's got to be an online page where they all meet.
Okay.
They organize. They,
like,
put
can
it together
you even
through
think
social media.
That many people that you want to hang out with at one time.
But you have a common interest. It's like motorcycles. You know, like they have these bike runs and bike rides where they do these poker runs and all that. And they'll get Hell, there used to be one that had 2,000 bikes on it.
I get it, but like, you know, there were clubhouses that put up flyers, and there were news that were news stations that would run this event because it was for charity or whatever. Right. Like, that makes sense. To Kimmy's point, this is all being done underground.
So it's grassroots.
Right, yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Mm. How they got all hooked up to this, which is a great question, how you gather hundreds of people with these dirt bikes and ATVs over the weekend, that could be the answer to stopping this.
Yeah. Like, where are they meeting? Because there's a start point somewhere, right?
How about if they're using social media or Reddit threads or whatever, and you know where they are, you can get on there.
Pounce
and,
on
them. Well, you can beat them to the spot they're going to be.
We round them up.
Yes. So the frustrating part of Sunday is what some city residents say was the lack of action with the hundreds of people parading with their dirt bikes and ATVs. The RPD says they were monitoring the group on blue light cameras throughout the city, but their officers were diverted to other calls while this was happening, so they couldn't step in. Mm-hmm. And there has been a debate about how to handle them in other situations when you see them. Mm. The argument is, if you chase folks on dirt bikes and ATVs with cop cars,
now they go on the dirt.
It's more dangerous.
Yeah.
And that has been the policy for the RPD.
You want people hurt.
Yes. They will not chase dirt bikes and ATVs because they're afraid that someone's going to potentially die.
Mm-hmm.
But one town that is also on the city line.
What are they doing?
They're taking the opposite approach.
Oh.
Over the weekend, the Irondequoit police chief went on the news to talk about what they're doing.
So he ain't messing.
No, to battle the ATVs and the dirt bikes.
What's he saying?
I will read you a quote from the story from the IPD chief. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "We will chase them."
All right. So he's cracking down.
The Irondequoit Police Department says they have what are called razor vehicles specifically equipped to go after dirt bikes and ATVs.
Mm.
And their argument in the Irondequoit Police Department is folks, especially young people, are getting hurt. They're seeing them show up at Rochester General right there in Irondequoit.
Yeah, they wipe out.
And they want to take, they want to keep people safe. So what's the right way to do it? Because the argument on both sides is a valid argument.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you give chase or do you let it go and hope you catch them on the next one?
But I mean, I should ask, like, if you're a kid on this bike, you're kind of hoping for a chase.
You think so? Okay.
You want it, you want excitement. If you're out jet-assing and jackassing, the coolest thing would be to beat the cops.
Could be.
So, I mean, are you kind of fueling the fire by chasing them?
That's a good question.
Giving them what they want.
Yeah, that's a good question. Can I also throw something out at you right now? Could you be having one of those like weird old man flashbacks where it's like you think you're James Dean and you think the kids are James Dean? Yeah, man. You see the cops catch this. Jeez, it is the fuzz.
Like, yeah, probably a little bit.
The kids could just be wanting to have fun and the cops would actually be a problem if they showed up.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because, like, you know, they're also flaunting it in front of their faces with these parades.
Okay, now you started off so cool, and you have suddenly moved to old man so fast. You thought they're flying, man. I don't even care.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Come on, Fuzz.
They're almost challenging the police department to do something with a parade.
Okay.
And the fact that
you can catch one of us, but you can't catch all of
us. And the fact that they're illegal, you can't have them on the streets.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the arguments, is they're not even licensed to be on the street.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So, like, I want to know, if, like, if you hit or they hit you, what do you do?
Again. Third old man question. Yo, look, we're having a lot of fun talking about how to stop them, but what about the insurance?
I haven't seen that progressive ad. Where's Flo when you need her?
Yeah, I don't know. So you're then under the impression that chasing them is a bad idea.
Sounds like you're giving them what they want.
But they also want to keep their ATVs and dirt bikes and go ride them. So but
if that was the case, you wouldn't be on the street doing a parade down Park Avenue.
But where else would you drive them?
Off-road, is that what they're designed to do?
No, but bro, if I live in the city of Rochester, where
don't buy an off-road bike. You ain't got no off-road,
okay,
bro.
No, I understand, but that's not an answer. They're going to go buy them. Going to go buy them.
That's on you.
Okay, that's not the...
Like, your argument is, where else can they enjoy these, right?
No. I'm not saying they should be able to ride them on the street. My question is this. Right. You're saying they're flaunting it on purpose because they want the cops to chase them. And my argument is, no, they're on the street because that's the only place where these folks live that they can ride their ATVs and dirt bikes.
But why would you make that? If you bought that bike, knowing you can't put it on the street, and now you're going to go on the street with it.
Yeah.
What was the point of that?
Because those are cool. It's the same reason why people who live in the suburbs, because, like, look, folks that live in Greece and Henrietta and Webster have seen these vehicles in their neighborhoods, kids running around with them. You can make the same argument, but they're cool.
They are, and
mom and dad signed off on it, and now it's whipping up and down. But that's okay. That's Johnny. He takes care of himself.
He's going to
be
kid.
Safe. He's a good kid.
I know that kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this hundreds of people ATV and dirt bike parade, as you called it, that was down East Ave on Sunday, which is kind of sucks because, like, over the summer, the RPD was like, we're getting this under control. Mm-hmm. And there's been now two camps that have broken. The Rochester Police Department says out of fear of escalating a dangerous situation, they will not chase the ATV drivers and the dirt bikers. The Irondequoit Police Department says they are chasing.
They're going old school.
And they say,
you know why? The town's full.
Okay. Do they maybe they're just over there to get a cup of coffee in Irondequoit?
Yeah. Ain't no coffee in Irondequoit.
There's no coffee in Irondequoit?
No,
why?
Why? The wives make the coffee for the husbands. Okay. It's called the Paladino Rule. And it's in effect 24 sevs.
Irondequoit is chasing them. By the way, Irondequoit also said that if they catch them, they're auctioning off their bikes and ATVs. Which, quick sidebar before we go to the phone. Who are you auctioning them off to?
Probably to the guy's buddy.
Like Riley?
Hey, man, like I got your ATV, man.
A never-ending cycle.
Yes.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
So, like, for ATVs, dirt bikes, and stuff like that, where do we even have places to go ride them around here?
So I know
like
that
legitimately.
So we've had calls from a couple of people way back when this first started that said there are places like out in the sticks you can go and like pay money and ride your ATV. But Josh, to do that, you would have to have a trailer.
Well, I would think you'd have to go to house snowmobilers.
Yeah. Well, but you can't. Can you ATV on trails?
In the summertime, there's still trails.
I thought there were no motor vehicles on the public trail.
Well, what's a snowmobile's a motor vehicle?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
For public trails, for sure. But, like, specifically ones for ATVs and dirt bikes. I don't feel like there's a lot around here.
Yeah.
And I got into a lot of this stuff, like, after I was an adult, just because we didn't have money. So I was running into the same problem. I was buying go-karts, dirt bikes, and stuff, and then just had nowhere to use them.
So where did you live, Josh? Where do you live via this stuff?
I lived over in, Chilai, because we didn't have our police department. So we lived over there and just like nowhere. Like it's right on the edge of the swamp. There's nowhere to ride anything.
So
and it just kind of sucks because people are trying to like, just pick up like a hobby to have fun. And it's like, well, oh crap. Now we're like, I have nowhere to do any of this.
Okay, so hold on.
Might as well ride around like in my town a little bit.
Hey, Josh. So you decided to just do a hobby in a town where you can't do your hobby, and you want me to feel sorry for you. You want me to feel sorry for you because you started that?
Look at all this cool stuff. It's, like, super cheap. I could rebuild it and resell it, and it's like, oh, I got a couple things ready. It's like, all right, hey, where can I go? Everyone's like, I don't know.
All right, look, Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I don't feel sorry for Josh.
I don't either.
But I think he makes a valid argument.
Which is,
look, man, you can't.
He doesn't think things through.
No, but what do you mean? That is such. If you can't find a place to ride illegally, don't go out and get one.
Don't do it.
Okay, well then, don't make it look so cool. How about that? And again, look, man. I don't want to make this a suburb versus city argument.
No, I'm not either.
But in my neighborhood, I see kids on ATVs, and I see kids on dirt bikes, and I've never seen a cop do anything about it, right? Mm. And I get that there's a difference between one or two kids in the street and 300 people doing a parade down East Ave.
Okay, so then
if your argument is, well, don't buy it if you can't ride it, well, if the rules are different based on who's driving where, I think that's a problem.
How about this, then? How about this? Here's a rule for you.
Okay.
You want to have your fun? Don't get caught. Don't start a parade to, like, go and pass police stations. Hey, look at us breaking the law. Have your sneaky fun. But don't do it like this.
No, but here's the thing. I think Kimmy's right. If you go out with a buddy or two, your chance of getting caught are greater. Yeah. You can't arrest us all if there's 300 of us.
I say sneak around.
Okay. How do you sneak?
Lou Graham did it his whole life. I made a career out of it.
He wrote a song about it. Way to sneak.
But later.
Rev on the red light. And I love how you like sneak around. Yeah, here. Let's go sneak around.
Wait, they're on your mom?
252-WCMF.
That should be illegal.
252-9263. We got back-to-back Joshes. All right.
Okay.
And I see the rest of you guys sit tight. I want to talk to all of you. Let's talk to Josh, too. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Josh, too. That's awesome. I'm doing good. I'm in Irondequoit, actually. So on a
nightly basis. We got them flying by our house, and usually Iroquois is chasing them. Not chasing them, but behind them at least, trying to push them down back into the city south there.
Okay.
Usually on St. Paul. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm all about riding ATVs, but there's a place for that. You know.
So where do you go, Josh? Where do you go with yours?
You go to your uncle's land down in, you know, Mount Morris.
Uncle Land.
All right, hold on. Josh.
Mount Morris. Uncle Land.
Why? Josh, you should have went down to East End. We're like, hey, why don't you guys call your uncles and go to his Mount Morris land, Josh?
Well, they don't have an uncle with Mount Morris. That's the problem.
What's an uncle to do?
No, Josh, I find it interesting because you're a guy that you ride, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I understand your argument about the noise, man. It sucks. That has to suck. Yeah. But it's what was funny about the story on 10NBC, and it's still on their website, you can go watch it, is they took a mic and they went down to Parcel 5. Hmm. And they talked to, like, five different people. And of those people, four of them were like, yeah, I don't really see the big deal with this as long as they're safe. Yeah. Like, Josh, I'm surprised. Like, there is so much anger from certain people, but there are way more people who I feel like are understanding of why these people are doing this.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Josh doesn't get it. Uncle Lynn.
Hmm. Uncle Lynn.
Well, hey, tell your uncle we said what's up, okay, buddy?
All right, sounds good.
All right, there goes Josh. Hmm. No, because, like, I'm even getting folks writing now, and they're getting a surprising amount of support from the biker community.
Which I'm surprised because, like, to own a motorcycle, it's licensed, it's insured, you pay a lot of money to ride a bike.
Sure.
And they don't. So maybe their argument is make them legal. Make them street legal.
I get the impression, like, I feel maybe, like, if you drove a motorcycle when you were a kid, I mean, you were probably doing some illegal stuff on it. Maybe it's like, hey, just stop messing with people. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been surprised over the last couple of months how many people were like, this is no big deal.
Yeah, I thought the biker community would have been hating these guys.
And by the way, maybe it's not the whole... I'm just reading what I'm getting over the last couple of weeks from people when we talk about it. 252-WCMF, again, we're talking about this hundred of ATV and dirt bike parade that showed up down the street on East Avenue, which sucks for the city because they've kind of been doing stories lately like, look, we took these dirt bikes on this one day. We've gotten 137 over the summer. We got it under control, and it's now set off a debate. The city of Rochester will not chase these people. Mm. They don't want to up the potential danger.
Yeah.
Whereas Iroquois is saying to stop the danger, we are going to chase
old
these people.
Old school, baby.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Cody's got the last word. Hey, Cody. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing, Duff?
Good, man.
So I think that a lot of people are kind of missing the point of why at least half of these people are riding these in the first place.
Ah.
A lot of people are talking about, you know, joy rides. It's fun. Well, yeah, okay, that's true. But I work around the city a lot. A lot of these people use these as their mode of transportation. Mm. I mean, they are 100% avoiding needing to pay for train and get your license.
Wait, all those people on Sunday were going to work? I didn't know that was rush hour.
Well, the man makes a valid point here. You got the old man wave, Cody. You got the old man wave. I want you to know.
Were
you working
at
a jerk store?
Bobby told me that once before, too. But no, I mean, I'll see them literally pull up to, you know, a market in town and just get off, go to the market, grab groceries, and go. I mean, you know, they're using these other than just having fun. And I'm not saying that having fun is more okay than using them as transportation, because either way, it's still illegal.
So it's their personal car.
That just morally makes it worse.
Okay, all right. So
running their kids to soccer practice, all that stuff.
So, Cody, I mean, like, are you sympathetic?
Of course.
Or do you want these dirt bikes and ATVs taken off the street?
Oh, they need to be gone. No, I think that they need to be gone because the fair and law-abiding citizens, we can't do that. I mean, I live out in Orleans County. It's a lot more remote. But it doesn't matter which town out here. If I took an ATV down the middle of the street, I'm getting arrested, you know.
All right.
So, you know, I think that if people want to use these as transportation bad enough, then they need to go find their local lawmakers and get laws changed, and then we can all do it.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Is going to legislate new proposals to pass through Albany to get his license.
All they have to do, Tommy, is pay, what do you call those people that go, why am I blanking?
Lobbyist.
Right now? Thank you, Cody. All you have to do is pay a lobbyist to go to Albany to change the laws to allow dirt bikes on the streets. And yeah, it'll, thank all you, right. Cody. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, you can't look. The bottom line is this, and I know it sucks, and nobody wants to hear it.
What's
this
that?
Doesn't seem like something you can stop.
Which is pissing people off.
Yeah, well, yeah, people, says man who's given three old man waves in this break. And you live in Pittsburgh. You don't even deal with
it. Oh, we deal with all kind of craziness. Crazy, crazy stuff. Like the illegal kayaking, I see. Paddling without a license.
Paddling with ground effects underneath.
Yes.
They're called water effects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Where athletes were just that.
Yeah.
They were athletes. You didn't know about their families, their interests. The only personality you got from them was between the lines of whatever game they played. And this man, you could argue, changed all of that. Mm-hmm. He was one of the first real permanent falls from grace. And all of it was self-inflicted.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing that he's been begging for the last, 35 years.
Well, at least.
If it ever happens, he won't be alive to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Monsters Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF Pete Rose died yesterday at the age of 83.
Mm.
Charlie Hustle is gone.
An American icon.
I mean, definitely, for better or for worse. 24-year MLB career, mostly with the Reds. Three-time World Series champ. 17-time All-Star. MVP. World Series MVP. Two-time Gold Glove winner. And a Rookie of the Year, just to name a few stats. Mm-hmm. But it is the 4,256 hits he will always be remembered for.
The record, they say, could never be broken.
Arguably, the best baseball player not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's all around. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems the debate's between him and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Mm.
And the reason he's not in the Hall of Fame is, we all know, betting on baseball and then lying about it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's a topic, Tommy, that have people so passionate, even 35 years later, that all-day sports talk radio shows will have debates.
Oh, yeah.
All day today,
mm-hmm.
whether or not Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not here to have that discussion. We've had that discussion for 35 years.
Mm.
Because Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame is not the most interesting part of his death yesterday.
What do you got?
Pete Rose may have changed the way we all watch sports without us even realizing
really?
It. He is arguably the first major superstar athlete who had all of his dirty laundry aired in public outside of the field.
Was he the first? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess.
If you can give me someone before
him. Well, he's the one. I will say this. Maybe there was ones before that. He's the first one that mattered.
And
I mean,
there
could have been
it.
Lower level guys that did some dirty stuff,
yeah.
but nobody cared.
Yeah.
This guy was part of like how baseball operated. Like,
yes.
He was their guy.
Yeah.
And he was the face of baseball. He was definitely the face of baseball in Cincinnati.
And if I'm wrong, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Tell me who it is. Because I think now,
like Babe Ruth, you didn't even find out any of that stuff. Like, how many people even heard Babe Ruth speak?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, those few iconic moments he talked. And it didn't even sound like the voice you thought was going to come out of him.
He did have a soft voice. And, well, he did have that record where he just yelled play ball over an orchestra. Play ball. Have you ever heard that?
Take one.
Can you try and find that just for...
And they paid him to do that.
A lot of money.
Wearing a crown.
People bought that record.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, we take that for granted now. Right? Like any little thing that goes wrong in an athlete's life, we find out about it on social media instantly. And then it becomes a legitimate news story on actual news stations. Mm-hmm. And Tommy, it wasn't always that way.
No.
You lived in a time where lots of athletes did a lot of things that no one ever knew about. Yeah. And they were able to keep their good guy image. Pete Rose could be the guy that began the blurred lines between loving an athlete for what they did on the field.
Mm-hmm.
While also having to justify the terrible things they did off the field. And it's really hard to justify Pete Rose as a human being. He's one of the best baseball players of all time. But he's a terrible person.
Yeah.
A terrible person.
But he doesn't know it.
Which is even more amazing.
Right.
Look, I don't mean to speak ill of the dead.
He's most of our dads holding a baseball.
But no, he's somehow worse than our dads.
Mine.
Look, I read both of Pete Rose's autobiographies. I read the one where he said he didn't bet on baseball.
Yeah.
Then I read the one where he did bet on baseball. And there are countless interviews where he contradicts himself about everything from the gambling to the cheating on his spouses to allegations he was having relationships with teenage girls as a much older man when he played in the majors. There are questions about steroid use that don't look great.
Tax evasion.
A cocaine ring he may have been a part of. Yes, people forget he did federal jail time for tax evasion.
Months, yeah.
And by the way, all of this is documented. This is not just like speculation, us running our mouths. In fact, right now, if you want to learn more about it, go to your local library. No, there is an HBO documentary that came out a few months ago.
Yeah, it's very good.
Great. You watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pete Rose was the first ever athlete that forced you to decide if you could cheer for a guy who was also a massive piece of crap.
Yeah.
And it was like the...
Were you cheering for the drama of it all almost?
No, I mean, like, I want... Here's the thing. As a sports fan, I want to like Pete Rose, right? Mm. He played the way everyone dreams they would play if they made it to the
pros. Play it all like a man.
He worked, man. He studied his craft. Every at-bat was Game 7 of the World Series. Mm. He was one of the most competitive men that ever walked this planet. And if you have a kid that plays sports, you put on a tape of Charlie Hustle, and you can say, that's how you attack whatever it is you do today.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be right.
That's how you approach life. Head first, buddy.
But dear Lord.
Just don't look up anything else.
Yes, he was so unlikable.
But if you're a fan, you love the guy, right?
I'm a fan of Pete Rose, the baseball player. I hate Pete Rose, the person.
But would you go see him?
No.
Like, you love those collectibles.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go up to his table?
I've had the opportunity multiple times because the only way he made money at the end was just going to autograph shows. In fact, yesterday, the day he died, he was doing an autograph show before he died.
He was true to the end.
Well, it was really interesting because I want to say like a few years ago, they brought him on for the World Series
broadcast. He was part of it with A-Rod.
But it seemed like it was short-lived for whatever reason.
You know why it was short-lived?
Yeah, because they gave him a live microphone.
Well, also, the allegations of that relationship with a teenage girl resurfaced.
But I always thought that was so interesting that guy got invited back to do something like that for the sport only because of his... history and the way some people feel about, you know, especially a sport like baseball, the way people feel about
it. Here's the thing. He's unbelievably charming. And
he's a salesman.
And he knows the game better than anybody else on the planet. That's the reason he was so successful. Like, he's not the most gifted athlete in the world. He knows what he's doing. And like, okay, there's a scene in that documentary. And again, we're talking about Pete Rose, passed away yesterday at 83. He may be the first professional athlete that forced you to decide, can you love a guy for playing despite the fact that he's a piece of crap? There is a scene in this documentary, and you need to go watch it. It's one of the best pieces on Pete Rose. He's sitting in an autograph shop in Cooperstown on Hall of Fame induction weekend. Because every year they would do the induction, he would go and sign at this autograph shop. And he's sitting next to Reggie Jackson, A's, Yankees, legend, right? Reggie Jackson historically has been a standoffish person.
Yeah.
And he's not a guy that shows a lot of emotion with the exception of what happened earlier this year. And that's a whole other thing. Reggie Jackson, you can see in his face, the way that he talks to Pete Rose, loves him.
Yeah.
Loves him. And you talk to other guys, you see him interact with other ballplayers, they love him. So, like, it's not like he wasn't a good, like, dude.
He was a great teammate.
He could be a good buddy.
Yeah.
But, like, every mistake he could make, he made. And then when it was over, when he made that mistake, he would then try to play the victim. It was almost like Pete Rose, the way he played ball and the way he was a person were the opposite of one another. And it makes him one of the most fascinating athletes in American history. And it also eats me away in the inside.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. It bothers me.
Yeah. But I look at other like famous people that have really dark, dark pasts that get a pass with their fans. And even as time will, he's the only one as time wore on, the division stayed. You know, it's like people didn't kind of mellow on the guy.
Okay.
And the reason I say this, I bring up Michael Jackson with his dark past. Like, there was a big division. Like, my wife can't stand up for what he did, what she believes he did to young boys.
Sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
There was nothing to do with him. But there's a musical coming to town called MJ. So, like, over time, a lot of people that may have felt, kind of mellowed with age, Pete Rose is the only one that that friction stayed all the way through.
I think dying helps.
Yeah, dying young. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was only 50 years old when he passed Michael Jackson.
But even Pete Rose dying at 83, I don't think it's out of the question. Within the next decade, he makes the Hall of Fame. I think that Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame committee.
I mean, is his record has to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, look, he's the greatest baseball player.
But that breaking Ty Cobb's record, that has to be in there. They have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, no, it's acknowledged. It's in there.
Like, even OJ is recognized for what he did.
Well, OJ is in the Pro Football Hall. Oh, yeah. OJ is still
in. But he got in before everything happened.
Yeah, before the series of.
But they didn't go in and take that stuff out.
Well, but then that creates the other debate, right? Like, what OJ was accused of doing didn't directly affect the sport, which I know is a weird line to draw. Right?
But he had integrity for the game.
Well, that was kind of my point, is the way I just feel like baseball fans, especially like longtime baseball fans, are so protective, I guess, over the game, that I am surprised a guy like Pete Rose, that name stuck around for so long.
Well, but again, that's how great he was. Yeah. And, you know, you bring
they're up traditionalists the, right. baseball, yeah.
But you bring up the fact that, you know, traditionalists are so protective of the game. If you watch the documentary, and we were just talking about this off mic this morning, there's like a 90-year-old guy, and you can tell that guy loves Cincinnati Reds baseball. Mm. And he walks down the stairs when Pete Rose is invited back with the Big Red Machine. Yeah. It's like a reunion, whatever. And he starts talking to people, you're the greatest ball player I've ever seen. It's a shame you're not in the Hall of Fame. And that looks like a guy who despises analytics, hates the replay, and if you put another clock on the field, he's going to lose his damn mind. Mm-hmm. And that man is just showering love upon people.
He idolizes them.
Yeah. Which I get. Mm-hmm. But it's also a pretty big piece of crap.
Yeah.
All right. So we had brought up, you brought up Babe Ruth. Because you're right. There's a lot of stuff that happened off the field with Babe Ruth that we never found out about until after he died. Mm-hmm. This is real. This is a record that Babe Ruth cut that they sold in music stores where he just yells words over an orchestra. Can you try and Google, see if we can find out what Babe Ruth was paid to yell home run over an orchestra?
Because they probably paid him a fortune in those dollars, right?
Yeah.
And maybe two hookers.
Two.
A couple of hot dogs. He loved hot dogs and hookers for some reason.
Well, who doesn't?
At the same time.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know, as we talk about like people that came before him, he brought up Babe Ruth. That's a great argument, right? Somebody just wrote us, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe were a scandal back in that day. But, I mean, we didn't really learn the details till much later.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You just knew they divorced, which I guess is a scandal then. I mean.
But even like the stuff that DiMaggio did, like DiMaggio was such a weirdo. And that didn't even come out till later.
Yeah, the satin sheets and all that weird stuff.
But even like how we thought Marilyn was having a lesbian relationship with a woman in a hotel room. Him and Frank Sinatra, a bunch of guys, busted in on them, and they had the wrong room. It's called the wrong door raid. Legitimate story.
That's a real story?
That's a real story where he thought she was having a lesbian relationship, and Frank got in on it, and they kicked in the wrong door. Can you imagine being in a hotel, and all of a sudden Frank Sinatra and DiMaggio are slowly backing out of the room and apologizing while Frank's throwing dollars on the floor? Hey, this never happened, right?
Hey, let me sing you a song. I'm sorry about it. Talking over music. Oh, my God. Babe Ruth and Sinatra are the same guy.
Yes.
Home run! Strike one, baby! We got more Facebook messages coming in again, talking about Pete Rose. Passed away yesterday at 83. The hit king. I mean, just accolades too many to mention. And he's arguably the first athlete where you had to decide, is the greatness he had on the field worth the piece of crap that he might be off the field? And I said he was the first one, right? So folks are now making new arguments here. This comes in from Dave. Dave says Muhammad Ali was the most controversial athlete of his time. I would argue he's the first one. Okay, I get where you're coming from. But that's civil rights in Vietnam, right? It's less about Ali and more about social justice and a political issue of a time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, I think it's hard to argue that Ali did anything wrong. Like, there was a personality flaw in what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
With Rose, it was all self-inflicted.
Yes.
And with the movement of time, you can't argue he was justified in anything he's been accused of or admitted
to. As time moved on, that didn't change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, look at it this way. Ali was the most hated man in America.
Yes.
He lights the Olympic torch as a beloved elder statesman in Atlanta. Was it Atlanta?
Yeah, it was Atlanta.
96? That was never going to happen with Pete Rose.
No. No. Yeah, they, I mean, the game walked away from him. They wanted nothing to do with
him. Until they brought him back.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And then they were like, hey, did you have sex with a teenage girl when you were in your 30s? And he was like, ah, we're going to talk about old stuff? That was a quote. Yeah. That was a quote for Pete Rose when they said, did you have a sexual relationship with a teenage girl when you were in your 30s? And he goes, that was like decades ago. I don't even know. I don't even remember. It's like year-long relationship I may have had with a teenage girl in Cincinnati, which is my favorite Ribs, Arkansas song. Don't sing the song. Let's take a break. We all do this.
What are we doing?
Well, we're spending the money on like the legitimate, like company recommended one of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it can be 10 times as much as chintzing out.
Oh.
So we're going to chintz out. Problem is, it might burn your house down. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A story yesterday went viral. A woman noticed smoke coming from a blanket on her couch while she was just standing around the house.
Okay.
And smoking blanket.
Smoking blanket. She's like, what the hell's going on here? So she runs over in a panic, and she realizes that the USB charger for her son's tablet had started to get hot and was about to catch fire.
Oh.
Now, the tablet was shot. The charger's all charred. Mm. But thank God she was able to get there before anything bad happened. And folks wanted to know the brand of what charger it was so they could avoid it. And the funny part was the woman didn't know.
Oh.
There was no label on it. And she couldn't remember where she got it from, which is a pretty common story for most of the chargers you have for your devices in your house.
Mm.
But experts who looked at it said it was a cheap, low-end, secondhand charger that you would find at, like, you know, a gas station or somewhere on Amazon. And
it didn't come with the actual tablet.
Exactly. And that's why what happened happened. And folks are now saying, experts, that when you go and buy the cheap chargers, you are putting your health, safety, and the safety of your home at risk.
All right.
So, Tommy, you came in here being all like, chits, 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 chits.
Mm.
How many knockoff charges you got?
I don't know if they're knockoffs.
Well, I just did you buy them at the cell phone store or Apple store or wherever you got your phone?
No, so I bought extra ones, you know, for like the car and stuff.
Sure.
And I went on Amazon and bought them.
Oh, it's probably, they're probably totally
I could actually look it up and tell you.
Bro, there's no, do you buy the least expensive ones?
I just bought I always buy the what Amazon recommends.
You're
I
mean, such none a of them are sucker.
But none of them are expensive.
Okay, so those are knockoffs.
What's a good one cost?
Like a phone charger?
No, the just the cord.
Just the cord? $10? $15?
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know. To tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you.
If you bought it on Amazon, it's probably not like an Apple recommended
thing. But you could buy Apple on Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
You can, yeah.
But it's probably the more expensive one.
I choose Amazon.
Kimmy, how many knockoff chargers you got in your house?
So ever since, because they used to include the charger with your phone, and when they stopped doing that is when I probably started buying the knockoff chargers.
Oh, you don't buy it when you get the phone?
No, when you get a phone now, you have the option to buy like Apple's one, or you can buy
So that's the original, I always get that one.
The next phone you
buy,
you
won't have. It
doesn't
come with it, so you would have to buy it separately.
Okay. Yeah. Unless it's too much.
It's going to be too much. I mean, like,
if it's $10,
it's usually not.
Goddamn phone's
$1,000.
No, the cord is $10. You also have to buy the block.
Yeah.
Oh, the little plug-in thing?
Yeah. Which is like an extra $20. So you're looking at like $30 for a charger.
Yeah, but you have to buy that block somewhere, right?
Or you can buy a $5 block at like $5.
Wait, chintz block?
Chintz block.
Yeah, because usually when you go to get your phone, you got to get all the new accessories for it. And when you look at it in store and it starts to add up, I'm like, no, I'll do this later. I've already spent too much at one stop, so I will figure out the cheapest way to do all the other stuff.
We're all guilty of it, right? Like, the majority of people listening to this show all of your chargers are fake. Like crap, low-end, cheap-ass chargers.
Yeah, but they're always nice and warm.
Well, that's just it. I noticed that, like, this is so bad. The charger I have in my car right now.
Yeah.
The wires at the top are like, you can see the wires.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's frayed at the top.
Yeah, I've had those for a while.
And like when I go to pull it out of my phone, I can feel how warm it is. And it's been like that for months, and I just kind of leave it. And I saw this story yesterday. You know what I did when I got my car this morning?
What did you do?
Charge my phone.
With your frayed cord.
Yes, with my frayed super hot cord. Because like a story like this should scare you into spending the legitimate money.
Mm.
It's not gonna.
No, probably not.
Because like the savings of buying that like knockoff charger are so great, you're almost like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right.
Even though the worst is your house.
Because one of the problems with the cords are they're usually too short, so you end up buying the longer one. Especially like you in the car, you want to hand your phone off and stuff like that.
Yep.
So you buy those 6 or 9 foot cords.
Yep.
And yeah, it could not be so good.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this story that went viral yesterday. A woman noticed that a blanket on her couch was smoking, went over and realized it was a USB charger, one that didn't come with the tablet, that had heated up and almost caught fire. And experts are saying, like, this can happen when you buy these cheap, low-end chargers that aren't recommended by the folks who make your stuff. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, you guys keep saying it's cheap from a gas station. My girlfriend bought one from Best Buy. It wasn't cheap. And eventually her phone, within a matter of weeks, wasn't charging. So I told her, go get the original cord because she needed a longer cord. And it did work. And her phone heats up every now and then, too. I mean, everybody keeps saying it's cheap stuff. It's some of the stuff isn't even cheap. And it comes with the phone and it heats up, you know?
Yeah. So I'm trying to write all this down, Jimmy.
Everything's hot.
You guys said but just a few months ago in New York City, they had a bicycle shop that caught fire because of the charger, and the whole building went up, this huge building. I mean, and it's original chargers. They're not buying. These are the chargers that came with the bike.
It's not funny, guys.
Jimmy,
not
I get funny. Look, I know we had a lot of fun talking chargers back there, but let's get serious for a second. Jimmy, no, I know that it can also happen with the normal chargers that comes with. Like, it can happen. But what I have, according to these technology experts, is it's more likely to happen with the ones that don't come with the stuff.
But I'm guessing Jimmy doesn't pay retail.
Jimmy doesn't have a cell phone, remember?
Oh, that's right.
No, I got a flip phone. I pay $15 a month at Target. But my girlfriend's got all this high-tech stuff, and I don't even like looking at this stuff.
I hear you. Yeah, Jimmy, I hear you, buddy. Make you think evil thoughts.
You know something? Listen, I am cheap. You're right. But you know something? When you pay top dollar for something, you're paying a lot of money, and it still happens. It's, you know, it's crazy. It shouldn't be.
Top dollar's a lot of money?
It is top.
Jimmy, so Jimmy, it is.
Jimmy, great. Third person Jimmy. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't even like looking at it.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Everything's going to catch on fire.
Oh, the bicycle shop went on fire.
Fire? You guys laugh, but it started a fire.
By the way, speaking of things going up in flames, you killed him. You killed him.
Like Jimmy's phone call.
What? You know, we were talking yesterday about your brothers. One's in North Carolina, South Carolina, one's in Florida. They both got affected by the hurricane.
Yeah, badly. Yes.
By the way, we have an update. His brothers are safe. Everybody is safe. He finally got a hold of
their property. Not so much.
Have you seen the videos of the electric cars bursting into flames in people's garage?
Yeah, so I guess if salt water gets on these things, you're screwed.
They can go up in flames. Yeah, so like there are garage cameras of all of a sudden like the water comes in and then it's just like
boom,
boom, which seems like a pretty big oversight with the whole electric car thing.
That's why they build them in the desert.
All right, so moral of the story.
Yeah, be like Jimmy.
Well, no, don't be like Jimmy.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Who cares? Whatever. Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to get rid of these things. Because I'm not going to go throw away all these cords and go get new ones.
I'm with you, and I'm not spending $30 per charger. Get out of my face. Get ready for Kimmy's husband to have to come save you.
All right.
We all do this.
What are we doing?
Well, spending the money on like the legitimate like company recommended one of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it can be 10 times as much as chintzing out.
Oh.
So we're going to chintz out. Problem is, it might burn your house down. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A story yesterday went viral. A woman noticed smoke coming from a blanket on her couch while she was just standing around the house.
Okay.
And smoking blanket.
Smoking blanket. She's like, what the hell's going on here? So she runs over in a panic, and she realizes that the USB charger for her son's tablet had started to get hot. and was about to catch fire.
Oh.
Now, the tablet was shot. The charger's all charred. Mm. But thank God she was able to get there before anything bad happened. And folks wanted to know the brand of what charger it was so they could avoid it. And the funny part was the woman didn't know.
Oh.
There was no label on it. And she couldn't remember where she got it from, which is a pretty common story for most of the chargers you have for your devices in your house. Mm. But experts who looked at it said it was a cheap, low-end, secondhand charger that you would find at, like, you know, a gas station or somewhere on Amazon. And
it didn't come with the actual tablet.
Exactly. And that's why what happened happened. And folks are now saying, experts, that when you go and buy the cheap chargers, you are putting your health, safety, and the safety of your home at risk.
All right.
So, Tommy, you came in here being all like, chits, 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 chits. Mm. How many knockoff chargers you got?
I don't know if they're knockoffs.
Well, I just did went you on buy them at the cell phone store or Apple store or wherever you got your phone?
No, so I bought extra ones, you know, for like the car and stuff.
Sure.
And I went on Amazon and bought them.
Oh, it's probably, they're probably totally
I could actually look it up and tell you.
Bro, there's no, do you buy the least expensive ones?
I just bought I always buy the what Amazon recommends.
You're
I
mean, such none a of them are sucker.
But none of them are expensive.
Okay, so those are knockoffs.
What's a good one cost?
Like a phone charger?
No, the cord.
Just the cord? $10? $15?
Yeah, I don't think... I don't know. To tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you.
If you bought it on Amazon, it's probably not like an Apple recommended
thing. But you could buy Apple on Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
You can, yeah.
That's not probably the more expensive Amazon's choice. One.
I choose Amazon.
Kimmy, how many knockoff chargers you got in your house?
So ever since, because they used to include the charger with your phone, and when they stopped doing that is when I probably started buying the knockoff chargers.
Oh, you don't buy it when you get the phone?
No, when you get a phone now, you have the option to buy like Apple's one, or you can buy
So that's original. Yeah, I always get that one.
The next phone you buy,
it doesn't come with it, so you would have to buy it separately.
Okay. Yeah. Unless it's too much.
It's going to be too much. I mean, like,
if it's $10,
well, it's usually not.
Goddamn phone's $1,000.
No, the cord is $10. You also have to buy the block.
Yeah.
Oh, the little plug-in thing?
Yeah. Which is like an extra $20. So you're looking at like $30 for a charger.
Yeah, but you have to buy that block somewhere, right?
Or you can buy a $5 block at like $5.
Wait, chintz block?
Chintz block.
Yeah, because usually when you go to get your phone, you got to get all the new accessories for it. And when you look at it in store and it starts to add up, I'm like, no, I'll do this later. I've already spent too much at one stop, so I will figure out the cheapest way to do all the other stuff.
We're all guilty of it, right? Like the majority of people listening to this show, all of your chargers are fake. Like crap, low-end, cheap-ass chargers.
Yeah, but they're always nice and warm.
Well, that's just it. I noticed that, like, this is so bad. Mm. The charger I have in my car right now.
Yeah.
The wires at the top are like, you can see the wires.
It's like frayed. Oh, yeah.
It's frayed at the top.
Yeah, I've had those for a while.
And like when I go to pull it out of my phone, I can feel how warm it is. And it's been like that for months, and I just kind of leave it. And I saw this story yesterday. You know what I did when I got my car this morning?
What did you do?
Charge my phone.
With your frayed cord.
Yes, with my frayed super hot cord. Because like a story like this should scare you into spending the legitimate money.
Mm.
It's not gonna.
No, probably not.
Because like the savings of buying that like knockoff charger are so great, you're almost like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right.
Even though the worst is your house.
Because one of the problems with the cords are they're usually too short, so you end up buying the longer one. Especially like you in the car, you want to hand your phone off and stuff like that.
Yep.
So you buy those 6 or 9 foot cords.
Yep.
And yeah, it could not be so good.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this story that went viral yesterday. A woman noticed that a blanket on her couch was smoking, went over and realized it was a USB charger, one that didn't come with the tablet, that had heated up and almost caught fire. And experts are saying, like, this can happen when you buy these cheap, low-end chargers that aren't recommended by the folks who make your stuff. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, you guys keep saying it's cheap from a gas station. My girlfriend bought one from Best Buy. It wasn't cheap. And eventually her phone, within a matter of weeks, wasn't charging. So I told her, go get the original cord because she needed a longer cord. And it did work. And her phone heats up every now and then, too. I mean, everybody keeps saying it's cheap stuff. It's some of the stuff isn't even cheap. And it comes with the phone and it heats up, you know?
Yeah. So I'm trying to write all this down, Jimmy.
Everything's hot.
You guys said but just a few months ago in New York City, they had a bicycle shop that caught fire because of the charger, and the whole building went up, this huge building. I mean, And it's original charges. They're not buying. These are the charges that came with the
bike. Not Jimmy, funny, guys.
Jimmy,
not
I get funny. Look, I know we had a lot of fun talking charges back there, but let's get serious for a second. Jimmy, no, I know that it can also happen with the normal chargers that comes with. Like, it can happen. But what I have, according to these technology experts, is it's more likely to happen with the ones that don't come with the
stuff. But I'm guessing Jimmy doesn't pay retail.
Jimmy doesn't have a cell phone, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I got a flip phone. I pay $15 a month at Target. But my girlfriend's got all this high-tech stuff, and I don't even like looking at this stuff.
I hear you. Yeah, Jimmy, I hear you, buddy. Make you think evil thoughts.
You know something? Listen, I am cheap. You're right. But you know something? When you pay top dollar for something, you're paying a lot of money, and it still happens. That's, you know, it's crazy. It shouldn't be.
Top dollar's a lot of money?
It is top.
Jimmy,
great. Third person, Jimmy. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't even like looking at it.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Everything's going to catch on fire.
The bicycle shop went on fire.
Fire. You guys laugh, but it could start a fire.
By the way, speaking of things going up in flames, you killed him. You killed him.
Like Jimmy's phone call.
You know, we were talking yesterday about your brothers. One's in North Carolina, South Carolina, one's in Florida. They both got affected by the hurricane.
Yeah, badly. Yes.
By the way, we have an update. His brothers are safe. Everybody is safe. He finally got a hold of
their property, not so much.
Have you seen the videos of the electric cars bursting into flames in people's garage?
Yeah, so I guess if salt water gets on these things, you're screwed.
They can go up in flames. Yeah, so like there are garage cameras of all of a sudden like the water comes in and then it's just like
kaboom,
boom, which seems like a pretty big oversight with the whole electric car thing.
That's why they build them in the desert.
All right, so moral of the story.
Yeah, be like Jimmy.
Well, no, don't be like Jimmy.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Who cares? Whatever. Yeah.
Nobody's going to get rid of these things. I'm not going to throw away all these cords and go get new ones.
I'm with you, and I'm not spending $30 per charger. Get out of my face. Get ready for Kimmy's husband to have to come save you.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.